Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. How's it going, little Carl Ribera? Hey, little Carl.
Carl.
Little Carl Ribera.
Wonder how Carl's doing.
Probably better than you are.
Should we check on Carl?
Get Carl up for a little round.
Let's see what Carl's doing.
No, well, first, come over here and give me a hug.
No.
Come here.
Why?
And give Mummy a hug.
What the fuck is happening?
Well, come take a seat on Mummy's chair.
What's happened?
Mummy's got a surprise for Daddy. Come take a seat. Okay. Come take a seat. Yep. Close your eyes. No, it's not like that. Are your eyes closed? Closed.
Oh, it's a fucking fedora. I know what this is.
Open your eyes. Oh, it's Fedora Tuesdays. Do a little dance. Do a little fedora dance. Yeah, you're a little leprechaun. It's Fedora Tuesdays.
He's a horrific buddy.
You don't like him?
I think you guys look adorable.
Oh, the kid's
very
quick.
Very good.
Kid's quick. Fedora Tuesdays.
Some would say we're the gorgeous.
Well, Willipedia sort of, he's topped you on that
Well,
one.
I gave it a go.
You did give it a go.
So what do we reckon?
Mate, these are horrific, but what are these made out of?
Felt?
Nope.
Pure class.
Pure polyester.
Pure class.
The brand, shout out to the brand Chapeau. Chapo.
Thanks, Chapo.
Thanks, Chapo. Fedora. Sombrero Tiriolas. So they're Spanish fedoras.
They're very good quality, some would say, Judge.
They're spadoras.
They're not absolute plastic that could just break at any moment.
Where'd you get these, buddy?
Well, I bought them for us. It was a little present.
And so why'd you buy us fedoras?
You should start wearing one.
A fedora.
It does a lot for you. It does a lot.
Do I look fedorable? cut Willie's out and then put mine in. Just cut if we could edit.
Yeah,
that's an original gag, dude. I love that.
Thank you.
That's really great.
You know what else is an original gag?
Gag reflux?
Well, I guess the first time someone.
Oh, well, no. I've been back for 2 minutes. And you too.
2 minutes is all it takes me. Now, so let's just cut around this. Let's cut around this. These are fedorable. Original content from
That's
me.
That's a great one.
That's
cut
original.
That up from a video, Willie.
Yeah, because I
that'll be
up.
A great reel.
That's a great.
That'll
one.
Be fedora reel.
That will go viral.
It'll go viral. So,
all right. So Zuckerberg's locked me out of my Facebook, so I can't. See Carl Ribera.
It's probably for the best. We don't want to start Judge off on a grumpy note. Let Carl live his life.
Yeah, I'm letting Carl live.
Let Carl live. You've got a fedora now. It doesn't matter.
I may have found his LinkedIn, though.
There's new, no worries in the world. Carl Ribera's got a LinkedIn?
Imagine finding Carl Ribera's LinkedIn.
And it's just you? Oh.
You reckon that's the cunt?
No, because Carl Ribera is you. That guy's a different Carl Ribera.
Well, you wouldn't, what? You wouldn't be able to tell, because if he's going to rip you off, maybe he's ripping off this fellow.
Yeah, true. I mean, the fellow in that photo is better looking. He should use his photo and my car. It doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of Carl Riveras, not Riberas. Have you changed the B?
Carl Ribera studied at Southern Cross, Connecticut State University. Oh, so is this kind of American that was been copying me? I mean, we never know.
No, I dare say he could be from anywhere in the world.
That's correct. Yeah. Why would he put his... Yeah, God. Crazy Carl.
God, you look good.
He's fedorable.
He is.
Original. So I
not as adorable
one.
As...
I came up with that quill really quickly and stuff.
You.
Didn't even hear it. Sorry?
I said, not as adorable as you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Hey, Lulu.
Yeah?
You look great in a fedora.
Thank you.
You look
Yep. Go on.
Don't you fucking say it again.
I look what?
It's adorable. It's just the best. That tickled me pink. Now, Lulu.
Tip of the hat.
Now, is it good to be back in the studio?
It is.
We've had some cranky bedwetters, haven't we?
Very little cranky bedwetters.
Haven't we? We've had some very cranky bedwetters about you being away, haven't we? Now, you okay?
Uh-huh.
You've had enough rest, buddy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm fine.
Now, explain to the bedwetters while you're away. Well, explain to them.
I had an appointment. I had a very important appointment.
You were late for a very important date.
It was 10 days too short.
Were you gone for 10 days? Yeah. You may have been.
Yeah.
So you wanted to replicate the original 10-day date.
Yeah.
So now it's 20-day dates.
But in Melbourne.
So you're going to do a 10-day date in every capital city.
Yes. So next we're going to Canberra.
There we go.
And then we go Adelaide.
Yep.
And we're heading to Perth.
Yep.
Then we thought Bendigo. And then Shepparton.
So you skipped, obviously, Brisbane. And
well, we're just starting
capital
around.
Cities. So not just a cap. You're also doing a regional tour.
And we'll take a fedora to every town.
It makes it. I mean, that'd be fedorable.
Fedora the Explorer.
Yep. That's me all over.
Jeez, you're going all over Australia. You're like Fedora the Explorer. Cut Willie's beard. If we could just cut Willie's beard. Except when Willie said it. Because I remember Willie saying that. So if we could cut around that, Willie, Willipedia.
I like that.
So they think I'm the funny one.
I'm a little fedora there.
Luckily,
Explorer.
I'm not the one who edits the podcast.
Okay.
What?
Back.
Yeah, so Mama's back. She's back, bedwetters. The audio will be in sync. We will be fine. Everything is as it was, except for when she goes on her capital city / regional tour around Australia.
Well, I might take a few bedwetters with me.
Will you? For what? To what end?
Just come hang out. Wear a fedora. Chat.
Hey, you know what's fucked me right off?
What?
Kid. You've spent $260, I think it was, on a prank that you didn't even fucking do.
Oh, no, let me talk to you.
So
about
you bought Jennins and fedoras.
Let me talk to you about the Jennins.
And at the races, not a Jennin in sight, not even a Chris Jennin. So I can also do then, Willie. So not my best, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
And not a fedora.
Let me talk to you about the Jennins. The boys put them on for the pre-drinks. We like filmed set up to prank their friends. Fucking hilarious. They are like high heels for males. Like their feet were like this.
Yeah,
they couldn't even walk
in
them.
I understand that. But have you ever seen a woman at the races? Especially if there's a bit of wet about, looks like a giraffe, just a freshly born giraffe.
Well, I was
wearing, and the women put up with it.
I was wearing big platforms.
You were wearing
platforms. You didn't hear me complain. See those blisters? There's little blisters
on
the back of my feet.
That's commitment to a cause.
That's a tough woman.
And these blokes,
would you like to
seemingly Terry Tough cunts, big plumbers, big forearms,
both
great
from
biceps,
the farms as well,
both from the bush.
Yeah,
didn't want a blister.
Do you want to give? Do you want us to give them a word into the camera in your fedora, please?
You know, you boys spoke a big game, rocking Jennins and fedoras, but guess what? You were fedorable because you couldn't even accept a blister from a shirt. You couldn't commit to the prank. You've
pathetic.
Spent $260 on a prank and showed zero commitment.
Pathetic.
Now, that just begs the question, Louise. I mean, you know, are there commitment issues?
Well, look, Jack.
Is that suddenly a concern of yours?
Jack, now you've put that in my mind. No, look, it's just.
You got to think about that, mate.
It feels gaslighting. Don't you think it does?
It's like he's gaslit you into
it. It stinks of gaslighting.
You stink a lot of gas without the lighting.
Well, Stinky Lou is only stew now.
Oh, stew.
I'm only stew. I'll only allow stew. Anytime Stinky Lou is stew. I'm a little unchill.
I'm stew.
I'll only allow stew. If anyone says Stinky Lou, I won't be responding.
Fair. Lot of stink.
You just did what that So Raven does, where she goes.
I just remembered something.
You had deja vu.
No, I didn't.
No, you had a memory.
I have simple memory.
Oh, that's it. Different.
It's just a memory. Uh-huh. Now, bedwetters, I don't know if you know one of the great yarns that's never come to fruition about a couple of young lasses. Well, young. Couple of lasses at the AFL Grand Final.
La, la, la.
At the AFL Grand Final.
This fedora hat makes me sing.
Trying to generate what would be undeniably brilliant content with a certain Aussie surfing legend, Mick Fanning. Now, we got sent a screenshot in a group chat, the Punters and Dribblers, shout out to the Hello Sport Boys, where a certain Millie Ford, a co-creator of such wonderful content, the Mick Fanning, has promised the Punters and the Dribblers that she is in fact releasing the Mick Fanning video today.
She's talking a big game, kid.
On her story. I text her.
No, kid.
I said, hey, kid, this true, kid. She goes, what can you offer me? And I said, I didn't say this. I said, I'm willing to offer you anything. But she's
that
also put,
sexual.
Including sexual favours. She has, but also she's put that out in the fucking atmosphere.
Mm.
Now she's made a promise to a bunch of people. She doesn't keep that promise. I'm sure there's going to be hell to pay. So she's sort of
people
already
with
fucking
pitchforks.
She's played her cards. She's played her cards.
Well,
so I think the bedwetters finally may be getting what they've been. I guess what you could call it is online bullying you about.
I don't think you'll be getting the video anytime soon. But what I can.
Well, why would Millie say that?
She's in the video. She's not throwing herself under the bus, kid.
I think she would for the sake of comedy.
I think to the grave is what happens with that video. But what I can offer you, Jack, if we could do, what do they call it back in the day? Partey.
A parlay?
Parlay. You know
isn't that like a truce between pirates?
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're doing a parlay.
Oh, okay.
So.
Do you mean barter? You're bartering goods?
No, it was a parlay.
I'm pretty sure you're talking
about. No, you're a pirate.
You're trading goods.
No, we're doing a parlay.
All right.
We're having a pirate parlay.
All right, we're having a PP. Pirate parlay.
I could offer you.
What, one episode where you don't crop dust this fucking studio?
That, but one Dothith screenshot of the video.
Fuck a screenshot.
Well,
kid.
You want your screenshot or you want nothing? Take your pick of the parlay.
You know what? I'm going for nothing. I'm going the whole hog.
Well,
I'm going to eat everything, including the snout,
kid.
And I think
it'll be
that
a long
Millie, I think,
run for you, kid.
Listen, this is where I think where I'll finally win. I think Millie has a deep love for comedy, and I think she has a deep love for what is truly funny, and is able to set her ego aside and release the
You're
video.
You're gaslighting her
and,
via
no,
this
no, no.
podcast.
And I don't
this
think,
is gaslighting.
I don't think if Lou had the video in her thing, I don't think you could set your
well,
ego
this
aside.
This is fast-lighting because you're in a fedora. fast-lighter.
No, that's when someone's gaslighting Michael Fassbender.
Or Colin Fassinage.
Who's that?
The chef. The Australian chef.
No
How
idea.
How dare you not know Cole?
Sorry about that, Cole. Shout out to Fassinger. Kim Bassinger's long lost son. Jesus Christ, this is terrible, terrible joke stuff. So I just think Millie can like set aside that ego in the pursuit of comedy.
Hey, kid.
And
it's
guess what, bedwetters? I've got a feeling in my nuts and my guts that the kids are going to be seeing a bit of a Mick Fanning video pretty shortly.
Your gut's wrong, kid.
Why would she post that?
What that is irritable bowel syndrome.
I do have a bad bout of IBS. Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
That's what that feeling is. It's not trusting your gut. That's you're about to shit yourself. That's what that is.
You say about to.
What about the feeling in his nuts?
Yeah.
That's another thing that you shouldn't be doing on that couch. Unless you're wearing a fedora, it's okay.
What is the other thing?
Well.
Edging. That's blue balls.
Which you often have.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Lisa, don't bring this into dispute. It's fucking disgraceful.
You look like a small leprechaun, and I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, fuck the fedoras off.
Hey!
We'll back to the camera.
On the set.
Shout out to Raw Country. Cheers to the cat, bro. Now, listen up.
No.
I've got a theory.
I haven't finished talking about life with you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll get into the theory later then.
Well,
what's up? How was Melbourne?
It's fun. It's a good time down there. The weather was phenomenal.
Was it?
Too hot.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, it's the fedoras. They give you a bit of a cough.
Yeah. Just generate phlegm.
Yeah. No, it was good. Although...
Somehow I got more chinless wearing that hat. My chin seat back in. I now need those glasses that go dark in the sun, like out in the light.
Transition lenses.
I also just suddenly, bedwetters for you at home that can't see, I'm now just suddenly wearing a wolf t-shirt with pinstripe pants and brogues.
A satchel.
And
you've got a satchel.
Suddenly I talk like this. You know, I think I like World of Warcraft better than anyone I know.
And you're off to the video games convention.
See, that's something I would do as my normal
self. Well, you're describing yourself.
Sorry?
It's what you wear in your spare time.
Correct. So good fun down in Melbourne, kid.
Melbourne's a great place. Although, when it gets hot, it's too hot. Like, there were days where it was like 40 degrees. You know how here, it's like there's water, so you go to the beach. There, it's kind of like you've only really got the aircon.
There is water there.
Yes, but too far away.
Well, I guess that's all depends on where you live.
Yes, well.
You live in Port Melbourne.
30 minutes from TDDs.
Oh, God. How do you do
it? No, Jack, it's like, how do you survive without the water closer than 10? You know?
Surely there's a fucking pool or something you go to.
Well, we just decided to.
Cold showers.
Sit in the aircon.
Yeah, so you had air conditioning.
Yeah. So we were fine.
Oh, you're
sweet. I'm just saying we didn't want to go outside.
Yeah. 40 is so punchy.
Watched a lot of Seinfeld.
Okay.
What else did we do?
I could probably think of a few things. Well, there's the aquarium in Melbourne.
Yep.
There's the fucking river where you did all the bars along the river.
Great bars there.
Consensual coitus.
Good the aircon. Food.
The Manly Spire.
Yep.
Manly. Melbourne Spire. Is there even a spire in Melbourne? Don't know. There's the Prahan.
Yeah.
Whatever that suburb is. You've then got, what's that pub in Port Melbourne? What's that great pub? The Exchange in Port Melbourne. I'm just saying things
Jack
you can do down in Melbourne. I'm listing.
Well, no, I had a wonderful 10 days with 10 day date.
I know.
Oh, no, Jack.
I know you did. Yeah, you did. No, Melbourne's a beautiful city.
You done, kid? Is the kid done?
I don't know.
Have you done with your fast lighting? Poor 10-day date.
Oh, no. Just sorry, sorry, mate.
Oh, yeah, I saw that slip of the tongue. The bedwetters literally keep going, give us his name.
Surely there's some internet sleuths. I mean, you women are so good at fucking...
People have literally, I get DMs going, I know who it is, and like screenshot of his profile.
Oh, gotcha.
And being like, tell us or I release it. Like blackmailing me. I'm like, fucking release it.
Oh, dude. I've got the power. Do whatever I want from now on or I release it on the podcast. Run around the studio. Go on. While saying, I'm a carrot. I'm a carrot. You got to run around saying, I'm a carrot. Run the studio, or I release his name. Around the pool table.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Oh, you are now my bitch.
Hey.
Go and do it again.
No,
no, I'm joking. I'm a carrot. Oh, man, I've got so much power to blackmail you.
Hey.
I do.
We don't encourage that on this podcast.
I do. Whatever.
All we encourage is fast lighting.
Fast lighting.
You want to try the blue on?
Yeah, give me the blue.
Put that on. Put that on for your old man, would you? Ooh, ooh. Ooh, churchy. There's something about my man in the blue. Oh, shit.
Oh, my days.
That looks good. I think with the fedora, yeah, you kind of got to cover your eyes a bit.
I don't care about what I see.
Should wear that to the dance recital tonight, or your dance lesson tonight.
Is that tonight?
We've had to change it because we've got the meeting with the boys. Remember we were meant to have the big meeting, and then the meeting got changed to Wednesday?
When am I doing this?
Well, I need to figure out when you can do it. Because it was meant to be today, and then we were meant to have, remember, the big meeting? Then the big meeting's been changed to Wednesday. So it's changed today.
I don't know anything.
Well, that's what was happening.
I've been drinking this morning.
I thought that might be the case.
You try the grain?
Of course. I'll look like a little Christmas tree. Won't I?
Won't I?
Who's getting Christmas festive?
Yeah, you kind of do suit the hat anyway.
I've got quite a face for sunglasses and hats.
You do. I don't. I'm quite the opposite.
Oh, I don't mind the green.
Oh, my God. She's taking selfies.
It's Fedora Tuesday. Hey, you've got a theory.
Oh, we'll keep yarning, and then I'll give you my theory.
Well, what did you do on the weekend?
Well, I went with my mate Xander.
That's right. You went bloody swag hunting. Swag camping. Swag. Boys time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had the hungy.
I did.
And then you and Ed Liston FaceTimed me on Saturday.
Oh, true.
And we couldn't hear each other, so we were all just going, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fun. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Sorry, a lot of thoughts going through my brain. So I went camping with Xander, my mate Xander Willerman, who good mate of mine from uni, handsome son of a gun. Loves camping. He does all these solo campings and he started doing like a channel on fucking YouTube where he just goes out and solo camps. And he was like, we've been talking about it for ages. He's like, fuck, let's go camping. I'm like, yeah, 100%. So he went up the Colo River and down into this fucking, into like this valley down on the river. Mate, it was unreal. It was like, so there's like a walking track to get down to it. It's that spot, apparently, like, people will go there on the weekends and camp on that beach, but he found a beach up the river that's completely, like, isolated that he's gone to before. So we went there. So we had our own beach, river. We just sat there, drank piss, fished.
And Jeeves went with you. You borrowed Jeeves for the weekend.
Well, who was going to carry the silverware?
Exactly.
Not us.
I love that from you.
Yeah, and I don't really like to hold my own cigarettes. I like Jeeves to hold the cigarettes.
And Jeeves also helps you when you need to pee, pull down your pants, you'll go from there.
Well, he shakes for me. He shakes it. Yeah. Just because
Jeeves does it all.
Yeah, well, I shake too long. I'm playing with it. Let's be real. And that's not appropriate when Xander's just next to me trying to cook dinner.
No. Well, Jeeves is making a beautiful pork roast for you.
Yeah, exactly right. Camping. I'll tell you what, I did start laughing to myself, though, because I thought, fuck, this. You'll find this funny. And I found it funny because of how ridiculous I would have looked. Mm. I was like, so you're out in the middle of the fucking, in the wilderness. If you get bitten by a snake out there, essentially you're dead. You're so far away from anywhere. Like, it's
they
a 300.
Not scare you?
Nah, no.
It's well, I suppose it's kind of, suppose.
You suppose, yeah. What do you suppose?
I suppose it's kind of.
Yeah, I suppose
it's kind of, like, I actually, it's weird you say that because I had this realization this morning. Maybe it was last night. Maybe when I was trying to sleep. It was sometime in the last 12 hours, Jack, where I thought, you've just not got to be afraid of death. You know, like I thought I get quite scared as like a passenger in cars.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah,
I thought, you know, like travelling in an unknown country or something, you know, like things would scare me. I just thought, if this is the way you're meant to go out, it's the way you're meant to go out. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Whatever will be, will be.
Yeah. Jah feel.
You just follow what is decreed by fate, essentially.
So I'm like, if this is the way that, you know, if say I was wearing this fedora and a bus took me out.
Fucking, it'd be a hilarious way for you to go.
But it'd be the way that
I mean, I'd be devastated.
You'd hope.
But I would also at your funeral
have a little giggle.
As you had, like, you were put into all different boxes because you would sort of spread out. Didn't want to put you in one. You'd be in the compartments. And if someone had just sat the fedora on top of one of those departments with blood spattered on it, I'd have a giggle to myself. Whilst I cried, I'd still giggle.
Like one of those, like,
I guess you would look so ridiculous getting hit by that fucking bus.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's fedora.
Willie's been waiting there for the last mate, 10
you would have
minutes.
Been knock, knock, knocking on heaven's fedora.
No,
that,
Jack.
Just cut that. Cut Willie's one.
Willie, I won't allow that. That. Jack, that was Willie's.
We could edit around that.
That was Willie's.
You're tremendous.
That was Willie's joke. You're being very naughty, aren't you?
So I just thought this was, so we're out camping and I go, shiver me timbers. Gotta drop a deuce.
A poo?
Yeah. And I go, to Z, I go, mate, I might just aqua turd this one.
Oh, I didn't think how
because there's poop. Like there was a slight rapid in the river, and I'm like, you just sit there, drop, float like a.
So
submarine.
Your pants are off?
Not yet.
But that's how you aqua turn.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was yes, of course. You don't shit in the water with your pants on, Lou. You just walk out with shitty pants. You're like, shouldn't you just taking your pants off, dude? You're like, no, I just shit in the river with my pants. Anyway,
you're walking out with just like a big shit stain on the back of your.
He's like,
board
did
shorts?
I do it right? He's like, buddy, your pants are still on. You're covered in human shit, buddy. So,
but what if it's like a messy aqua turd and then it goes all over your bum?
You're in the water, darling.
Yeah, but still, it could be like very messy and then it kind of like sticks to you.
Yeah, you've obviously never.
No, I
you've
haven't.
Never drilled an aqua turd before.
No. Shall we do that for content?
Actually, yeah, we'll get a GoPro. We'll strap two GoPros to your legs, but they go like this, and they face back at your tush so we can see the full process.
Disgusting. You are feral. You are absolutely fucking feral.
I know, mate.
You are sick. Absolutely sick.
Well, I was thinking we could do so, like some science about how the sphincter actually operates
during
defecation. That's all I was thinking, darling. It's a science experiment.
No.
No, great content, Lou. Write that down, Willipedia. We'll do Lou's content idea.
Yeah, I've got it.
Doing
aquatic
shitting
turds.
In water. Yeah, we'll shit in water for the content.
That is actually foul.
It's honestly one of the last things I ever want to see.
Good.
Is the process of someone's sphincter pushing out a shit.
Never happened.
But I'd also love to see it. It'd be hilarious.
No, carry on with your aqua turd experience.
So I said to Z, I'm like, mate, he's like, mate, I got toilet paper if you want. Just go up into the bush. I'm like, oh, actually, I haven't done this for a while. I'm like, yeah, bit of nostalgia. So I walk up and I'm looking for the perfect log. Find it. I go, you beauty. I'm like, daddy's on. And now, guys, I want to make it very clear in this situation, I'm daddy. Find the log. It's like up like that. It's raised on the ground. It's like like what a staple would look like if it didn't go fully into the paper.
So you're doing a log on a log.
Yeah, I logged that one. So I sit on the log and I'm like.
Oh, so that the poop
I pull
falls.
My pants down. Mm-hmm. Right? Keep in mind I've still got a t-shirt on.
Ooh.
Pull my pants down and I go, but then I remember I go, usually if there's a number two happening. A number one is inevitable. So I go, might have to remove some cloth. So pants come off. So I just want you to visualize this. I'm sitting on a log with a t-shirt on and no bottoms on at all, like a fucking toddler.
I was about to say, like you're 2 years old.
And
it
I
is
just started
such an
laughing. It's the biggest ick. And I just started pissing myself, especially when you start to piss. Because you're like, it honestly felt like afterwards someone should have rolled me up, wiped me, and then talcum powdered me.
Yeah.
Lift your balls
when you
and
see, it's like when you see boys.
It's the rankest visual.
Wearing
the fuck, it made me laugh.
The budgie smugglers, and they've got a t-shirt, and it just kind of like hangs. That's similar vibe. Yes. Very icky.
Yeah.
But when you've got to go, you've got to go. So I can't take that away from you.
But it was just, fuck it, mate. It's just the image of that makes me still laugh.
And was it a good time?
Tremendous.
Yeah. A nature poop.
A noop.
You love a good noop.
I love a noop.
I've never nooped.
You've never nooped?
No. When would I have nooped?
You never camped and had to noop?
Oh, actually probably around 8.
Oh. There seems to be some sort of a large mammal tracking us and hunting us just based off this feces.
She'd almost have to camp near a mine just so she can have a big enough hole to drop a deuce.
There's like a foreigner camping with you guys. Quick question, guys. In New Zealand, you guys still have Brontosaurus? Or are they extinct down here as well?
Is Bigfoot around? Because
that's come out of a big dot. Okay. All right. That's a big. That's some. That's a hefty shit. And then you come out. No, it's just me.
Imagine if 8-year-old Lou knew how famous she is as a character.
Oh, righto, mate.
I mean,
oh,
like,
what a sick cunt. Man.
You know what I fucking mean, you asshole. Like, she is, it's like it's not me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
It's a separate character.
It's a separate
entity.
But like a huge entity with its own gravitational pull.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like its own solar system.
But imagine if she knew how much she was going to be, it's not taking the piss out of.
Did you think Franco knew he was having a daughter and then when you were 8, he's like, actually, I do have a son. Because you're the size of the sun, so.
So we got the best of both worlds, some would say.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So you have, you've duped or nooped, nature poop.
Yes, but
out of Uranus.
It doesn't ring a bell. The noop out of Uranus. Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, good to know. Anyway, fun stuff. Got a theory. This is taking us on a completely different trajectory, okay. And I'd like to get everyone's opinion on this.
We're steering away from the noops?
Yeah, let's steer away from human shit for a while.
Yeah, we've spoke about that for a solid 15. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
I am.
I'm happy with it. Fucking, I've got a theory. South Australia, maybe more specifically Adelaideans, have done a tremendous job in feeding out a rhetoric that it's shit down there. I think in order to maintain its brilliance. What's the first reaction when someone says they're from Adelaide?
That it's a cold kind of dump.
People are just like, oh, it's a bit of a dog hole.
Yeah.
Right?
But then everyone always...
Bit of a shit hole.
But then people go, great wineries though.
Never been down there. Went down for my mate's wedding the other day. It is unbelievable down there. And I cannot for the life of me understand why it's got such a stigma around and a bad rep. And my theory is that they know how good it is, so they go, mate. When you, it's almost like, mate. So when you fly back to New South Wales, because they all speak like that. When you fly back to New South Wales, tell everyone it's chucking shit. And we do that. You know what I mean? Or when
like,
they leave, they spread
like
the message.
Oh,
shit! Back there, I had to move to Melbourne. Adelaide, shit.
They have a community event. Once a year,
yeah.
Where they all sign a waiver and you have to say the Adelaide shit so that they keep it for themselves.
Yes, if you are a citizen of this city and this state, if you are to move in a state for work purposes, family reasons, maybe a new spouse, you must maintain the rhetoric that it's a fucking dog hole in order to keep people out.
Well, I was going to go on a trip there with a brand and... The itinerary was unbelievable. You can hold Kevin's down there as well.
Mm.
And there was like some like stargazing thing. Like it just looked phenomenal.
I mean, the stars out there are bloody beautiful. The wineries are beautiful. The people are fucking awesome. Cafes are good. Very clean. Beautiful houses. Cheap houses.
Yeah.
Get a house on the fucking beach there for like $600,000.
I know. You wouldn't find that in the East, would you, Jack?
You wouldn't find that in fucking anywhere in Sydney.
No. Well, actually, you're right.
It's would a fuck. Sydney's selling dog holes, proper fucking dog holes, for like $1.5 million. And the cunts are it's the shittest house of all time down there. And that's why I'm just like, I reckon they just spread the word.
Do you reckon it's more that it's the youth or the younger people saying that about Adelaide? Because
a lot of the youth
is a lot like, of older people, because you go, you know, you're not going to go to a vineyard and enjoy that kind of stuff as a younger person.
Correct. And I think, yeah, maybe the youth are, they're like, oh, it's quiet.
Over 30,
it's quiet.
Threshold.
They're like, it's a big country town. I'm like, that to me is fucking perfection.
Should we move the podcast to Adelaide?
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
Because then we could live on like beachfront mansions like kings.
Yes.
Let's do that.
All right, sweet.
Write that down, Willie.
Write it down, mate.
I'll jot it down. I'll start looking for real estate.
Thank you, mate.
Well, we
more
should.
Like real estate. So, because Will's been doing them. So cut that, Will. Cut that and then you say it. You can have that one.
We start looking for real estate.
Oh, that's dude. Very good. Kids, first one of the episode.
That's very
hasn't
good.
Done any puns before this because he's not that smart. And I've been doing all the puns. Just so well, the bedwetters know that. That's what they know.
Everyone's.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. What?
Know.
Sorry?
Nothing. I won't release your secrets.
Thank you.
We should eventually, though, have houses next door to each other. I'm happy to move to the
stand
farm.
Up.
I'm happy to
and
move.
Scream at the top of your lungs. I'm a salmon with 76 children. I'm a salmon with 76 children three times. Or I'll release his name. Stand up and wave your arms like a crazy woman.
I'm a salmon with 76 children. So back to what I was saying. Now, Jack, I'm happy to move to the farms.
That's healthy stuff.
Oh,
that's funny.
3 years' time, I reckon I'm done with city life.
Really?
Yep. So I reckon we get houses next to each other.
Okay, well, this is pushing limits already.
And they've got a tunnel that we crawl to our studio that's in between our house. So it's like you're on one farm, I'm on the other farm.
Yep.
And then we have a tunnel.
Yep.
And then we've got like a studio in the middle. You can have a man cave out the back. I'll have a loo cave out the front, and then we do the podcast from there.
I love that there's a front and a back of a tunnel underground.
Well, no, you come up to the studio.
Oh.
So you crawl.
Oh.
Studio's in the middle of the house.
I thought you wanted an underground studio.
No. You crawl up. And then Willie's house is out the other end. He crawls, and he comes up.
Luke, can I ask you something? Just logistically. Why don't we just have, if the studio's out, like, on the top of the ground. Uh-huh. Why don't we just make a footpath from each house?
I feel like the tunnel makes it.
You'd rather
fun.
A tunnel.
Yeah. Imagine crawling to the podcast every day.
You want
to
crawl?
Yep.
So you don't want to make a big tunnel where you can walk. You'd rather it be claustrophobic.
Let's crawl every day.
Okay.
And character building.
Is it?
Yep. I've always said that about crawling. If you can crawl, you can character build.
Old adage, huh?
Yeah. It was on the walls of the tombs,
which
I believe.
Which tombs?
The ones that Aristotle drew.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. If you don't learn a fucking name of a new philosopher.
Well, I believe that one was
Da Vinci.
Okay. I believe that one was from Da Vinci.
What was that?
It was, crawl doth thy walketh before you build a tunnel for a studio, for a podcast. At the farm.
That is beautiful. And what's that in Latin? Translate that to Latin for me. You don't have to sing it. Sorry?
Oh, well.
No, someone who speaks Latin that isn't deaf. Try that.
I don't think that one's been made into Latin yet. I think that one's still in the pipeline.
What's your bit over the big smoke, Lulu?
Yeah, it'd just be nice to have a nice quiet life.
Well, I just think that, I couldn't agree more. Steph asked me for a couple more years. We need to be here because of this.
Well,
right?
Yeah, we could move to our farmhouses in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But right now.
So you're happy with the crawling in 3 or 4 years is what I need to ask.
I'm happy for a crawl tunnel to a studio in 3 to 4 years.
Great. That's all I needed to know.
That's all, yeah.
Perfect. But write that down, Willie. I've got it in writing.
I've noted it.
Well, I've got it
have
in
you noted that?
Words.
Yeah.
You've, not yeah, writing.
Correct. That's okay.
Well.
You've recorded it.
Technically writing in the air. That's what speaking is. It's writing in the air.
Yeah, jot that one down. Louisa Dowland, 2024.
Should we start making a quote book?
Yes,
that's
please.
That's a great idea, Willie.
Speaking is just writing in the air.
Please start a Google Doc of all the wonderful things I say.
Wouldn't that be like air riding? Planes do.
Similar.
Skywriting.
Similar.
Gaslighting.
Fastlighting. Can't believe you didn't know Colin Fassenden. Dench.
You ever lit up one of your farts?
Jack.
He's also like, Irish, by the way.
Yeah.
Is he? Yes, you're right. Would you like some Lulu Go Surfing? Would you like some Lulu Goes Crawling? Don't look at me in disgust. Say yes. Say yes to the dress. That TV show where they'd go find their wedding dress and be like, say yes to the dress. Just fucking pick it. You know? You know what I mean? Anyway, I'll do it without you then. Willie, would you like some Lulu Go Surfing?
Don't answer her. I just like to see where she goes if you don't say anything. I just like to see
Look,
that.
Look, we're not having a boys club here. If Jarch tells you not to answer, you don't fucking
I'll release his fucking name.
You don't fucking listen to him, Willie. Just because
I'll release his name.
Just because you guys have a little bromance going on doesn't mean you don't listen to the big dog LDD anymore. Put your fedora on. Put it on. I'll put mine on. Come on. Put your fedora on.
Got the power.
For Lulu Go Surfing, fedora's on.
Fine.
I've always said that.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lulu Goes Surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome. That actually, yeah. We like it, yeah.
Oh, you're a good little fedora kid.
You're a hell of a fedora kid, kid.
Okay. First headline reads, grandmother left dangling 7 feet upside down after getting stuck in the shop's shutters.
Saw that video. Hilarious.
Like, but it's wild how that can pull a human weight. Like, it doesn't look that strong, the shutter.
Yeah. But she, or neither was it, like, whatever G-string brand she was wearing, she should shout them out.
No, it's got the back of her pants.
I thought it was like a big G-banger.
No, it's the back of her pants. But, oh my good God, it's like, it's like, that's something you'd see in a cartoon. That's what you'd write into a cartoon, don't you reckon?
Yeah, someone should edit that and put the Benny Hill theme music behind it.
Is that the...
No.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I know.
But you got it better than I did.
You're okay. Yeah, that was fucking wild.
Yeah, she was just standing outside the store where she worked as a cleaner, waiting for it to open when the electric shutters were raised and got her coat stuck.
Coat stuck.
But she just gets fully lifted, like she's like her head is facing down by the end of it.
Do you know I had a fun little garage situation the other day here at the studio? You know when you fucking park in the studio here at the car park? So there's obviously a weight that you need to hit to then open the door from the inside.
I was with you.
This was when I was solo the other day. And I'd come out, someone had come in and I needed to go outside and go to the coffee shop to work there for a while. and the door was going down. And I was like, fuck, this studio door will be locked and this is the only way to get out. Otherwise, I'm going to have to jump in my car, put it on the weight, reverse it, then get out. So I had to run to the door and do the roll thing that they do in heist movies to get under the garage door. So I ran, rolled under the door, got up and felt the coolest I've ever felt in my whole entire life.
You know what would have made it cooler?
What? Fedora.
If you were wearing that fedora.
If I was wearing this fucking fedora. God damn it.
Fuck. Let's do it again.
It's a great point.
We'll do it today.
It's a great
point. And you wear the fedora.
It's a great point.
You roll.
And that just goes to show, bedwetters, that garage doors can make or break you, man. Like, they can make you cool and that really resonate with an audience and you seem like a cool guy, like an alpha. Or they can lift you up by your big G-banger.
Yeah.
And hang you upside down 7 feet.
And that's life, the way, man. The cookie crumbles.
Bro, that's life with garage doors, man. With roller doors, bro. Shout out to the roller doors out there. Shout out to all those roller doors, man. If you're just rolling out there like a tour, man. Props to you, bro. Good lifting.
She lifts, bro. Okay, next one. Virgin Australia announces small dogs and cats to be allowed in cabin on domestic flights. You could take Toby. Virgin has unveiled plans to allow small dogs and cats on board its flights. The changes will allow pets to fly in a carrier on board a limited number of flights. Pending regulation approval, the service is expected to launch in the next 12 months.
But what does that do? So then people are going to have to say whether they're allergic to dogs or cats, right?
That's a valid point.
Because you're in a fucking cabin.
There's going to be a lot of sneezing.
You know what I mean? Some fella next year is just fully allergic to dogs or cats. And
I assume that perhaps there'd be a little sort of like booth out the back.
Yes.
You know, where they have...
Yeah, they could be on your lap.
Where they make the food? Maybe they keep all the dogs and cats out there.
That's a good point. Yeah, they should keep all of the animals out where they prepare food.
No.
That's a great idea.
Separate location. Oh, like they should, build a new part on the plane.
Instead of washing the fruit, they should just get the dogs to lick the fruit.
Separate part on the plane. Smart. Where they keep them.
All right.
Or there's like, I've got it, these cats and dogs rows. So it's like, rows 24 to 34 is cats and dogs.
That'd be so cool.
And then that's where all the pets are. Yeah. I'd sit there purposefully. And I'd hope that I'd see a Toby.
You are, look, I don't know how to break this. A lot of people don't see you as human. They see you as more of a little pet, a little animal. You're a fucking animal. You're a wild animal.
So I'd be in a cage?
You'd be caged, all right? Because you are a wild animal on flights. We've heard how fucking annoying you are. Why have you taken your fedora off?
So sorry. So sorry. Fedora back on.
Fuck's sake.
It's disgusting of me.
And you act like a wild animal on flights. So you would probably be in the dogs and cat section. No, it's a good thing.
You can't cry in a fedora. The tears didn't come out. This thing makes you happy.
I would really, truly disagree. I think a lot of...
Is that another quote for the book?
Yep.
You can't cry in a fedora.
That's a fucking good quote, Willie. TDD and I wore these to the supermarket. Not these exact ones, but I wore a cheese cutter and he wore a fedora.
That's fedorable.
Write that one down, Willie. Write that down.
Put that as
me.
Judge.
Yeah, I'll put that as a low quote.
Thanks,
Willie.
Judge quote. Fedorable.
And we had a great time. There's no way you can be sad at the supermarket in a fedora and a cheese cutter. Write that one down, Willie.
Fucking hell.
That's a good one. Now, I've got
She releases a book and then there's the first reviewer is like, one of the worst books released in 2025.
Now, this is going to be good. We're going to do a photo shoot for this book.
Okay.
And it'll be like we'll be in like turtlenecks without
fedoras. Oh, like that GoPro shoot that I was talking about in the water. That can be the cover. This book's pure shit. And then
That's despicable. Now, I saw
it. Me?
Yes.
Despicable. Me?
It's very good.
Thanks.
This is a TikTok that I saw. This woman goes up to all these guys at a bar and she was like, if I can lift you up, you have to buy me a drink or give me $20. And so all the boys like, she's probably like my size. I'm not even fucking with you. She's lifting blokes from like 80 kegs to 150. Just like clean squats them.
So she's like a CrossFitter or something.
Yeah, I want to try it with you.
You could lift me.
Stand up.
Okay. Give it some.
Well, I want to go like that.
You do what you can't, buddy. That's cock and ball situation. Buddy, that was pathetic. Come on.
I wanted to grab you from under the groin, but that felt very gropey.
Now I feel fat. Now I feel fucking fat.
But I'm not kidding you. This girl's my size, and like she made it look so easy. She's just grabbing them from just under the like.
So
the
she's
thighs.
Oh, so she's getting her head up in the chest.
Yeah,
arms under
the
ass.
Thigh, and she's just like woof, makes it look
give
so
it go,
easy.
Dude.
I don't.
Get up in the chest. Get your hands under the caboose. Don't be a pussy. Right? Head up in here. Arms under ass. Lift. Lift. We've got a bit of work to do, kid. There's a bit of work to do.
Because
I'm not that heavy. I'm only about 86 kilos.
Bullshit. Well, I suppose when I'm using dumbbells at the gym, I'm doing like 3 kgs on each arm.
I use some sub-intelligent Arabellas as well. I knew some dumbbells. I'm happy with it. I'm very.
What has happened since I've gone? Have you guys just been trying to
add
do
it to the quote card?
Have you guys just been trying to do the lamest fucking jokes in history?
Oh, okay. The lady that brought in 2 fucking fedoras just asked us if we wanted to be lame on the podcast.
Interesting take, kid. Take it back what you said about the fedoras.
I fedore you. So it was.
It's a good one.
But it was still different, but
I
very,
liked it.
Very similar, though, isn't it?
I liked it a lot. Okay, one more Lulu goes surfing.
What was your last story? Oh, the lady lifting. That's why we did the whole thing. Fucking hell.
Sorry, there's something in my eye. Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch.
Okay, last Lulu goes surfing. Quick thinking pilot delivers baby mid-flight after mother goes into labor. They were flying from Taiwan to Bangkok where the mother went into labor. And the pilot, don't, you're going to say something about Bangkok.
Just
for God's sake.
We can't.
It's like wrangling children. No, boys.
When do you wrangle children?
Like, come on, everyone.
When you sing, it sounds like strangling children.
You're being very mean today. No, so the father of one said the crew had nicknamed the child Sky Baby.
Sky Baby.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that is.
Imagine at your wedding. Telling that story.
Oh, don't. Placenta and shit.
Just the
imagine
pilot.
Just trying to enjoy your lasagna and your rum and coke and then there's just.
I told you that a man nearly died on the plane next to me.
Talking his fucking ear off again.
No. I shit you not. Like, he was like laid down in the middle of the aisle, like shivering and like.
Look, your stench can do that to people. I swear to God he died.
No, Jack, this is serious.
I know, but I'm saying.
I actually think he died.
Louisa.
No, something was seriously wrong.
Did you run and get him some milk?
I should have.
Did you get him milk, number one, and apply deodorant to yourself, number two?
No. I've got hair in my mouth. I should have.
You should have, yeah, you should have.
I should have got him. But I'm not kidding. I think he was having, like, a stroke or something. You guys, this is serious.
I know, mate. I know. Will, have you ever had a stroke on a plane?
I swear he died. No, I actually think he died.
Only once.
I've never had a stroke on a plane.
Oh, I get it. The Mile High Club.
We're so naughty. Fucking
When I thought the Mile High Club was just rooting on the chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But dude, but hold to your defense, dude. I was like, no, Lou, that's not how that works. You go to the bathroom and root. But then I seen some comments and some birds were like, no.
That's how it works.
I've done that.
But you'd need to be just you two in the aisle. I mean, sorry, in the seating. If you've got a third person sitting there,
yeah.
That's slightly itchy.
Yeah, he's just watching The Office and it's just like... Oh. Wait, but this man did not die on your plane.
No, Jack, I swear. I think even on like episode 13 of this podcast, I said he died.
You would know if a man was
he
deceased.
Was dying. So, it was fucked.
I don't remember this yarn.
I was rattled. I was like 19, flying on my own from somewhere in New Zealand. And this man was like convulsing on the ground. Well, that's a big word.
Proud of you, buddy.
That is the right word.
I don't know if you had to act it out. No.
Don't make that into a real willy. Cut that. Don't you fucking dare. You know what's my favourite part of this entire podcast?
What?
Every reel that we make, we're going to have these fedoras on and there's going to be only one reel with context about it. Like, if a video goes viral, everyone's going to be like, oh, the fuck are they wearing fedoras?
Yeah, very true. I like it. It annoys me how much it suits you.
The green and the red, I'm going to look like
a
character from, yeah.
A Christmas
the
elf.
The Grinch or something.
Yeah, you look like a Christmas elf.
Yeah.
I just look like a fuckwit.
You just look like you're about to do a jazz flute performance for us at the local, like, fucking comedy show.
Stand up and try and do your best impression of a jazz flutist. Hurry up, or I'll release his name. I'll release his fucking name right now if you don't do it. And you've got to give it everything you've got.
Thanks for coming down, guys.
This power I wield is just
you're like Thanos from
correct
from Marvel.
You got
the
it,
purple guy. Yeah. With all the stones.
I got it. You sounded like a jazz flutist underwater, just quietly.
I was.
Oh right.
I was performing at the aquarium.
Nice.
There were sharks going over me.
Yeah, nice.
And there was a big whale. There were a few stingrays, a couple of fish. It was a good performance, kid. They like me there. They call me the underwater snorkelist. And they say, that's a good performance, kid.
You just give her a bit of length. And she just keep going. Just give her an inch, she'll take 10.
Hey, Theo Von was in Sydney.
Yeah, I love Theo Von.
Should have gone and seen him.
Yeah, that would have been fucking epic, actually. But you were down in Melbourne.
Well, he was on yesterday. I was here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What day is it? Tuesday.
What is my name?
Fucking love.
Get that back on.
Fucking love.
Swap
Theo
it.
Von.
I'd like the blue.
Yep.
Would you? What's? How long have we going for, Willie? Hours?
56 minutes.
Oh, get on the bloody hotline. Would you?
All right, get your headphones on, you stupid.
I've been gone for one week and you're already saying those despicable words to me. Now, we haven't done this in a while, have we? And you are still very good at it, aren't you, you clever little senorita? And where has your fedora gone? I'm not very happy about it, Mr. Flute Man.
Fuck. Sorry about that, bedwetters. All right, hold on. Let me just...
We hadn't done it in a while. The kids needed it.
Righto.
You ready?
Let's see what we got, Willipedia.
Morning, dickheads.
Oh.
I am driving to work. I've got you on fucking speakerphone because I don't even care.
Love that.
Because your latest podcast, 135, sounds horrible doing it from two different locations.
Okay.
Well,
it just sounds like she's on fucking speakerphone with a peg on her nose. You guys need to sort your shit. Love yous. Bye.
Okay.
We've sorted it.
We'll take the feedback. She's back in the state.
Hey, just like a hateful charitable organisation, we're going to take the feedback. If they were to gift communities food and then take the feedback.
Oh, that's sick.
That's what I mean, a hateful charitable organisation. Yes. We're going to take the feedback.
Yes. Well, that's why I've said when we move to the farms, we'll have to have the studio crawling.
Tunnel.
And then up to the studio.
Yep. Yep, so we've rectified that problem.
Don't worry, guys. We've got a studio coming with a tunnel joint from Jarch's house to mine.
Which has rectified everything.
And we're going to crawl.
In the next 3 to 4 years.
And we'll crawl.
We only crawl. That's all we do. Yeah. Crawl.
Crawl before you can walk.
Yeah, bloody Bert Newton lookalike, motherfucker. And Earthworm Jim, you know who you are.
Yep.
I'd just like to paint a picture for you. You are, listening to your podcast for the last year and a half. All of a sudden, it sounds like I'm listening to a fucking Zoom meeting on speakerphone. Lou, 10-day date is bringing this podcast down. Wake up to yourself, cunt.
Okay.
He brought it to its knees.
Can I just say, I was recording from a studio. It's not like I was at his fucking house.
You do not need to swear at the bed. No, guys, I am just...
Like, last time I did it where I was from his house, fair enough, but, like, I'm from a studio. So there's, like, obviously some fucking issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the issue is you're not here with your boys getting roasted in real life.
See, I disagree, because Hamish and Andy do it from separate states.
Sorry, did you just compare...
I'm just naming a podcast.
Great Hamish and Andy.
Also, I know a radio show. I can't name who because it meant to keep it D-Lo who.
Yeah, don't name that. Yeah.
One lives in another state, you know?
Yeah.
What happens if I move to the farm before you and I'm the one crawling first?
What, just to a tunnel to a studio? You're going to crawl to a tunnel?
Yeah.
To a studio that I'm not even, I don't even live there.
Yet?
Yet. But what if, you will still build.
What if your house is three renovations are 3 months behind mine and I'm in the studio on my own in 4 years' time?
I'll just walk to the studio.
But you're not living in that house yet. You're still in Vaucluse.
I just live in your house.
I'm just living in your house with you, Tentato. So I can see him in the shower. His big forearms. What else is big if his forearms are that big?
John.
John, I told you, you've got to go back to the city.
Now I like it out here. Peace and quiet. Big man doing farm stuff. Hey, when you crawl through the tunnel, can I crawl behind
you? Oh, don't! Oh,
I love the stench. Stinky Lou.
Stew only.
Stew. All right. Sorry about that. I get lost.
Hey, boys.
I forgot about that.
Can I just say, you guys say some dumb fucking shit.
Yeah.
But
welcome to
minus
the podcast.
Minus fucking times. Do you mean divide?
No.
Divide is minus times.
No.
And timesing by zero is zero. Catch a dumb fuck.
Disagree, kid. I stand by the basketball in 0.7.
Catch a dumb fucks. Good way to sign out. That's a ripper way to sign out.
We haven't claimed anything of size in terms of basketballs today.
True.
Fedora?
Half a basket. Put them together, that's a basketball.
Yeah.
That's fedora.
Times it by 0.7.
That's fedora ball.
That's a fedora. Oh, sorry, that's what you just said. It's a basket. Yeah, done it.
You're with
Got
me.
It. I'm so sorry.
Keep up, kid.
I'm so sorry.
On to the next.
On to the next. You dumb fucks.
What's going on, you filthy dog rooters? The actual correct term to saying when you're pissing on a toilet to get someone else's shit off is a piss chisel.
I
like to hear the correct terms from now on. Love you guys. Keep your work up. Talk to you soon.
Love you,
mate.
Love you, mate.
That's...
I love a piss chisel.
Is that because like a chisel you like file think, yeah. Oh, so I suppose you're
chiseling
piss,
shit
yeah.
off.
All right, that's so disgusting, you got, but I'll allow it.
Dude, oh fuck. I'm going to frequent some public bathrooms today. Not because of what you're thinking, so I can piss chisel.
That is not a hobby that you should be doing on your Tuesday afternoon.
I think it is. It's like... Babe, where are you off to? I'm like, don't worry, darling. I'm just going to go do some piss chiseling.
She's like, what? Sounds like it sounds like something you do at the gym. Like clean and press. Piss chisel. Add that to your latest workout
chisel.
Resume.
It sounds like what you try to do when you get the, you know, yeah. those muscle, ab
yeah,
muscle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cum gutters. What?
I beg your pardon from Mr. Cooper's potato garden.
What? Cum gutters.
That is...
What?
Disgusting.
Come now. You've never heard that?
No.
Are you serious? Getting cum gutters.
You don't need to keep pointing to your nether regions with your hands like that.
But that's what they're called.
That is fucked.
Oh.
It's either that or a dick triangle.
Yeah. Dick triangle. When you get really good abs, you get those lines pointing down to your crotch.
Like, hey, here's the money. Champion?
Yeah, there's the money. Yeah, it's like a sign pointing.
I can't allow the first one.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Well,
I think universally that's what...
So you go to the doctor and you go, hey, doc, I've got a really sore pain in my cum gutters. As if, chieftain.
I'm pretty sure that's the scientific terminology, yeah.
Okay.
But I think it might be cuminous gutteronis.
It's... right.
Because I went to the doc last time and he goes, fuck you. Been working out, mate. I said, yeah, I guess you're coming to Scudderona, so really looking, they're looking healthy. I said, cheers, champion. All right.
G'day, fuckers.
Hey.
You know, it's 3:20 a.m. and I've got something that's on my mind. I'm thinking about the penis flytrap episode in particular. And, Josh, could be because you're not the foreskin, but the way you've described it makes it sound like this bloke's foreskin is fucking springing back like a Nerf gun.
Mm.
I mean, as a man with foreskin, that's not how it happens.
Mm.
But, yeah, I'm just curious. Keep pissing, fuckers.
That is correct. That is factually accurate. Maybe
it was
Maybe I did describe it as springing back and capturing it as an attack. I think it was maybe more of a slow kill, like an actual Venus flytrap where they just go.
Nothing like a bit of mayo on a story.
You know what else? You want to know where else with the
next
mayo?
Next one, Willie.
Okay. Yep. She read me like a fucking book there, kid. Yep.
Should we do one that's come in the most recent?
Yes. About hopefully it's come in. Ago. Hopefully it's just come in those gutters.
So I'm. I will leave.
Don't you dare, you sweet little brown angel of the north, even though the tan's fake. Don't you dare, you stinky little fake tanner.
I don't fake tan.
But you do stink, don't you?
I don't stink.
Well, you're a fake tan and stinky.
You're a liar. You're very rude, aren't you? And I'll take that fedora back, and I'll never allow you to wear it again. You wouldn't dare. No, not my fedora.
So this one came in 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Fuck knuckles. Stinky Lou. Stinky Lou just went past, I think. Righto. Talk to you later. Bye.
That one came in 5 minutes ago.
What have I said? Stew only.
Stew only.
You'll have to beep that, Willie.
Fuck no.
You'll have to beep Stinky Lou.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You know, I made a TikTok last night and I said, enough is enough. I'll allow stew, but no more Stinky Lou.
What were all the comments? Cheers, Stinky Lou.
Literally being like, you're grumpy, aren't you? You're a little grumpy. And then they'll go, Snotty Lou, Grubby Guts. Just fucking keep it coming, kids.
Oh, that sounded like a woman who was fed up.
Yeah, it was.
Just fucking. Okay.
TD days short. TD day. TD dates shortened. Grubby guts and gassy guts to GG.
GG.
So he just goes, oh, yeah, GG.
So we got LDD, GG, and TDD.
Yep.
And then MTDD, mother of TDD. Or MOTDD, yep. Mother of TD dates.
It sounds like a Game of Thrones club. You know how people call it GOT? Similar. Anyway, I suppose that's probably been an hour, 10, of us chatting. Oh, it looks like I'm doing the rounds here of saying goodbye to everyone. Thanks so much for the hotlines, and thanks so much for your support and care and love. And we wouldn't be here without you guys. And I reckon the next merch drop should be fedoras, along with the book of quotes from me. And thank you to Willie for always being here. And
how good
appreciate
were
it more if the bromance stopped and there was more love towards LDD. And Jarch, thank you again for being here. as is my co-host, confidant, friend.
Well.
And as they say in the Spanish realm.
You've got it.
This is a sola.
You got it.
And to.
No. You've got it.
That was it.
I agree with the loose sentiment. I just want to make something very clear with you as well. The better time, the more time you find out, you got. If you've ever seen when you want to leave our party, if you've ever got a party and you aren't out there, out there, get out and find your time. Find your sign out.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Willie, that's a clap for a cut.
Oh, right. That wasn't for...
Right.
Right, right.
Bye.
Keep pissing the lot of ya. We love ya. Huru in the zoo.
Slay it.
What the fuck?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.